You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal agents overnight arresting rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs. A grand jury indictment against him, however, is still sealed. His lawyer describes him as an imperfect person, but not a criminal. New details emerging about the suspect under investigation in the apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin.
Neighbors are describing him as somewhat of a loner, quote unquote weird. That's a word that's actually been thrown around a lot. We do know that family members and closer associates or friends are in contact with law enforcement. We know that they tell the authorities that there was no history of diagnosed mental illness. But he did have a tendency to fixate on things.
Court documents show that Ryan Wesley Ruth had been hiding in the golf course bushes for 12 hours before he was spotted. Big fire still burning in the Houston area after a woman driver ran her SUV into an above-ground natural gas valve. A legal setback for a former chief of staff of Donald Trump. ABC's Alex Stone with the details.
In August, attorneys for former Trump White House chief of staff Mark Meadows argued the case should be moved to federal court because the indictment relates to his conduct as chief of staff to the president. But on Monday, the judge said Meadows charged conduct, 9 felony counts for his alleged role in an effort to overturn Trump's election loss in Arizona in 2020, is unrelated to his official White House duties, and the case will remain in Arizona state court. Meadows was charged with 17 others for fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles taking her appeal over the bronze medal that she won and then lost to the highest court in Switzerland. Chiles won the bronze on the floor exercises at the Paris Olympics after a successful challenge from Team USA to the scoring of the event, but that challenge was eventually overruled on the grounds that it was put in just a few seconds too late. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket.
I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's homestand is off to a good start. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers got 2 home runs from Willie Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth Tuesday with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers QB Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug bit the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles and then missed Sunday's game with the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although he prefers Love getting some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
Currently, 56 degrees.
T. Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
WMDX. The John and Gordy day after I hate. I'm not going to do that.
Taylor Swift?
I'm not going to do that. Okay. It's just the family show. I got to let it go too. You know?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I've been holding on to this grudge for so many years.
Can this be the throwing up on balls edition?
There it is. Throwing up on balls edition. We were a little late on that story, but. Again, we're not sports nuts here. You know,
that's it.
We find out later on that somebody puked on a football, and you know, I think that's a big story.
It is a big story.
Why we weren't on that?
We should have been on it yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, what's with us?
Yeah.
You know, no one tells us anything.
Well, actually, Brittany Merlot was all over. She touched on that.
We didn't know.
We didn't
though.
Realize what she was talking about,
yeah.
I guess. So, yeah, it was Josh Myers was the center. Threw up on the ball right before he hiked it to Malik Willis. Malik Willis chose not to throw that ball.
Really?
Yeah, he was going to do a pass.
He didn't have time to just wipe it off and pass it along to somebody else.
No. He didn't throw it. Hung on to it and
well,
got tackled.
Sounds like a big sports highlight. You know, maybe you should have.
It's a moment in
history. Featured all over ESPN, didn't
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're all over it. Hey, it's good looking.
Just
day.
Like puke on a ball,
puke on a pigskin. That's it.
Puke on a pigskin. Good one.
Well, he said he puked because he had had too much electrolytes.
Ah.
You know, Gatorade.
Yeah,
yeah. And because that kind of sick.
It was hot too.
It was real hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't feel well.
Well, that's why.
What are you going to do? He's just trying to do his job.
Yeah.
He barfed and then hiked the ball. It's like, ugh. Well, it's a good thing that I think the quarterbacks all wear gloves anyway. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he just sensed that, oh, there's something wrong with this thing. And he didn't throw
it. A little grainy. A little bit too much surface area.
So weather-wise today should be a nice one.
Yeah.
Computer, what's the weather for Madison, Wisconsin?
The current weather is 54 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies.
54?
Today,
it's
you can expect
54.
Lots of sun, with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 52 degrees.
This is all wrong. We need to adjust that. It's 63 degrees, right? And the high is going to be 84.
She seems to be stuck.
I don't know.
Like a skip in the record, right? I mean, just playing the same thing over and over.
I think that was the same forecast.
I think
as
it
yesterday.
Was yesterday's. Yeah.
Why is that, Sam? You're the computer person here.
But I'm not the computer.
Okay, but why would it do that?
Let's blame Sam.
Of course, you guys wanted that thing in here in the first place.
Well, we thought it would add some truth to this program. we're always, you know, giving our opinions. Now let's just get to the truth. Computer, what's the truth?
If it continues to not be up to par in its weather forecasts, it's in the shape of a ball, so maybe we could play some kind of sport with it to teach it a lesson.
Okay. Maybe.
That may be something to do with it.
Is there anything else we can ask it to check its accuracy at the moment?
We have so many things in the past. Now I can't think of one thing.
Ask it who it works for.
Computer, who do you work for?
I work for Amazon, but I'm here to help you.
You're not really helping much. Computer, you're not helping.
I'm always interested to hear how I can improve. Try saying, I have feedback.
I have, computer, I have feedback. You suck.
Sure. Tell me what's on your mind.
There you go. You apparently don't have Alexa at home because you know that these are the kind of answers you get.
Oh, I know I don't have it.
They know how to avoid confrontations.
Conflict.
And questions like that.
Okay.
Because I have asked those questions thousands of times.
It's the ultimate in customer service representatives.
Just remain calm and answer in a neutral way. Okay. I get it. All right. Well, it's 11 minutes past 6. Let's get into the national day calendar.
All right. Let's do
shall
that.
We
can't
get
wait.
Through this. I know. It's everybody's on the edge of their chair wondering what is it today? Is it National Professional House Cleaners Day or not? How about National Monte Cristo Day? Could it be National IT Professionals Day? How about National Voter Registration Day? National Apple Dumpling Day? Or National Constitution and Citizenship Day? Which one of those?
It's not National Constitution and Citizenship Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is. And Sam, would you like to guess?
I lost track of. There were just too many today.
Okay.
Maybe we should ask the computer which day it's not.
It's not Blueberry Jam Day.
I didn't mention Blueberry Jam, but I should have. It is not. I didn't have a day that it was not. I just read the list.
That's what I thought.
I fooled
That's me. Exactly what I thought.
Computer, what day is it today on the National Day Calendar?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Okay.
She refuses to work.
I guess so. All right. So let's find out about National Professional House Cleaners Day. Huh. Who are they saluting?
Yes.
Well, National Professional House Cleaners recognizes professional cleaners for the necessary and skillful trade they provide every day. Have you ever had a professional cleaner come in and, you know, spruce up your house, John? Well,
actually, my wife did that for a little while. They had a cleaning service, window cleaning service.
Oh.
And then some of those clients would say, hey, why don't you come over to my house? Mm. You know, big McMansion type houses.
Yeah.
And clean up if they were like moving out or moving back in or, you know, weren't there all summer. Mm. So they would ask her to come in and do this stuff. It wasn't a regular business. But yeah. My wife is really good at cleaning. Thank God.
Here are the positives of having somebody doing this. Okay.
Improved
air quality. Okay. You know, they get rid of the dust, you know.
Make it smell so good with chemicals.
Well, they get rid of, in older homes, they help you get rid of lead and asbestos fibers.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They don't do that. Why would they do that?
That doesn't happen.
It would be dangerous.
Well, she'd have to wear like a hazmat outfit.
Longevity. Regular care of furniture, drapes, floors, and homes extends their life. So that's a good reason to, you know, hire somebody, professional cleaner. Time. Professional cleaners free up time for your family and friends, the essential things of life.
Mm-hmm.
Health, relaxation, you know, the list goes on and
on.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, okay. We get it.
That was really in-depth. Please, more.
We salute you. Okay. National Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo Day. Huh?
What is Monte Cristo? Do you know? Does that mean anything to you?
Just get to the description.
Okay, it's a food. Recognize the indulgence and delicious sandwich made of ham and cheese. That's a Monte Cristo?
That's a Monte Cristo.
I had no idea. Unlike a grilled ham and cheese, the Monte Cristo is the premier version of a grilled... What? Unlike a grilled ham and cheese, the Monte Cristo is the premier version of a grilled ham and cheese.
So wow. It's a grilled cheese plus.
Yeah, I guess. The sandwich goes by other names too. A French sandwich, a toasted ham sandwich, or a French toasted cheese sandwich. Somehow they threw the French in with this. I don't get it.
What differentiates that from a...
Well, John, I'm glad you asked, because the Monte Cristo typically offers a savory sandwich. Sometimes powdered sugar and jam preserves sweeten it, too. You can throw those in. To achieve the crisper outer coating, it's crispy on the outside. Chefs dip the prepared sandwich in an egg batter. Then they either pan fry it or deep fry the sandwich to perfection. So they did take the ham, you know, grilled ham and cheese, and add a coating to it.
So it's almost like a sandwich made up of,
like,
I
French
would think,
toast.
French toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can throw some sugar or jam in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds sounds kind of adventurous.
Sure. I'd eat one. I'd try it.
I mean, I don't know why it's called Monte Cristo.
All right. Well, let me go back.
Is there like some kind of explorer that they're saluting to?
It was the French sandwich called the Croque Monsieur.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired the Monte Cristo.
The Croque Monsieur.
Okay, you know what?
Monsieur.
I will just continue to ponder that. Let's move on to the next one.
Please. God. Damn. Okay.
That was
okay. Professional IT professionals. National IT professionals.
Dude. Right here.
Yeah, you're an IT professional.
Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Well, I feel like an IT professional with you guys around here.
Yeah, well, you are the guy.
And all you have to do is know how to plug something into a wall, you know?
So we salute you today, okay? Let's move on. It's also National Voter Registration Day. So, you know, get your voter registration updated. National Apple Dumpling Day. We all love apple dumplings. And it's Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. So, you know, salute the Constitution today before it gets thrown in the dumpster.
I think it's Constitution Day because it was signed today. I think I saw that in Today in History, but I didn't include it on the list.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you really?
It's a small event.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I guess not. On this day, members of the U.S. Constitutional Convention signed it in 1787. That was a long time ago.
I'm beginning to think Project 2025 is the new Constitution.
You think so?
They want it to be.
Yeah, that's what could happen.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. I am so happy that we have delved into this incredible slab of information.
You feel enlightened now, don't you, John?
Yes.
How about we get into the history books, Sam? Do you have the history books standing by?
I never
dust it off anywhere. There we go.
We should hire a house cleaner to dust it off for us.
Yes, it's awfully dusty.
There we go.
Yeah.
You got to tell me what you want to hear, because you said there was a lot good on the list today, and I've got too much to cover in a minute 20.
There's only one thing I like is the thing
about the Who. From 67?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start in 1911. Today in 1911, Cal Rogers, he began the first transcontinental airplane flight.
Cal.
And, well, what month is it? September? It took him about 2 months to complete the flight. And by the time he took off, he only had 90 minutes of flying experience.
Yeah, great.
Well, it makes me feel good about if I ever want to get my pilot's license, that if this guy could fly across the country, then...
With that much experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the thing from 1967. Today in 1967, The Who were performing on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Yeah. And during my generation, I should have pulled it up here to play, but
I should have.
They were playing, and then they finished the song off by blowing up and destroying their instruments.
It was the first time they did that on TV.
Yeah.
They'd been doing that for a while.
It was kind of like actually harmful to them too. There was shrapnel that hurt some of the members of the band.
Yeah, they hadn't perfected the art of blowing stuff up yet. Okay, it's 6:19. We're just getting started on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX. We're coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
It's trending. It is trending.
20 minutes past the hour, 92.7 WMDX, 63 degrees, highs in the mid-80s.
Ton up in the trending.
Trending.
Trending. Yeah. Hey, I want to throw something in before we get to the trending part about the Who blowing up their equipment on the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah.
If you watch that video, and it's pretty much fun to watch, except after the interview, they blew up all their equipment. The Smothers Brothers came out and talked to Townsend and the group, introduced everybody to the audience. Pete, I think it was Pete who grabbed Tommy Smothers' guitar and smashed it on stage.
I watched the video before the show. He did, in fact, do that. And then after that, he asked, what's the other brother's name, Dick?
He asked him for
his bass so that he could also bring it up and smash it.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. It took my breath away because that may be your favorite, best guitar you ever had in your life.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it was planned or not.
Well, I don't know.
It didn't look planned.
Here's what they say. Keith Moon, of course, the drummer, he had explosives in his drum kit, set them off during the performance of My Generation. The explosion was so powerful that it rocked the set and filled the studio with smoke. Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend were engulfed in the smoke. Townsend said the explosion permanently damaged his hearing. Moon's hair caught on fire. His hair caught on fire and shrapnel sliced through his arm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't say what
wasn't
happened
quite that
afterwards.
Dangerous on stage when they performed those, but I guess, you know, being in such close in quarters on television
studio. Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
it blowed up real good.
Well, that's okay. That's the first story, just kind of taken care of.
Okay.
Little history.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the big trending story that it's kind of blown up now, and we'll hear a lot about this. But Elon Musk, and I read these stories, just hate this. Tesla CEO and ex-majority owner. Come on, just give me a break, okay? We know who Elon Musk is. Anyway, he wrote and then deleted a post on Sunday on social media platform X, no kidding, that appeared to question why there weren't more assassination threats made against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Wow. Just what a thing to be curious about and then write it and post it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe somebody will answer that, right? God, what an idiot. This guy is, you know, not the sharpest pencil. All right. And,
well, he later claimed it was a joke. You know, he was joking.
That's not a joke.
No,
he's
it's not
joking.
A joke.
Even if it were a joke, it's a bad joke.
Yeah.
A bad choice of words. He obviously deleted it. The post was prompted by an ex user who asked why they want to kill Donald Trump. This is from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, all right? This is what they posted. encouraging politicians to be shot is legal under the First Amendment.
What?
It's part of what makes this country great. And then the second response is, anyone who murders Kamala Harris would be an American hero.
Wait, who said that?
That is the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire posting that. Lord. That's what they posted. And I guess according to the law, they can post this stuff. They can have actual threats against people.
The Libertarians
without being
must be
arrested.
Off their rocker.
Well, they're going to, I guess it's legal for them to post it, but they're going to get a talking to from the FBI. You know?
Well, they might, sure. Yeah. But the damage is done.
Yes. Yes.
And so if you open this door, this Pandora's box of threats against politicians,
right.
It's just never ending. And it's going to happen over and over. I mean, it's shocking that Trump and his campaign is blaming Democrats. Are blaming Democrats for causing these attempts on Trump's life because of what they're saying about him, that we have to defeat him, we have to make sure he doesn't become president.
Right.
I suppose that's a veiled threat to shoot him? No, it isn't.
Well, he's had nothing but heated political rhetoric in his speeches ever since he, you know, came down the escalator.
That's right.
And even before that.
Well, he's
never stopped.
He's called every liberal, every Democrat a terrorist.
Yeah.
That we have to do away with them.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be in control of anything. That isn't suggesting anything about maybe shooting them or locking them up or mass deportations.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous, you know. This kind of stuff is just getting out of hand, obviously. Example in Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
I mean, that's a rumor that just got so far out of hand that there's no putting that back in the bottle.
Well, and they come up with this crazy talk, too, about the cats and the dogs. I mean, Trump threw that in, you know, with the Haitian refugees. And it stirs up trouble. And then it takes away from the actual issues that are on the, you know, that he should be talking about. Because he's losing on the issues.
So. Musk said, and no one is even trying to assassinate Biden and Kamala.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's,
really?
That's
and he even posted a thinking face emoji.
Yeah.
But he obviously faced a backlash because of that post, but still, it's out there.
Yeah. He pulled it off of X, but it's already out there.
It's out there.
It's out of the...
Well, that's one of the trending items that just seems to be taking off. Melania has a book coming out.
Wait,
and,
really?
Yeah. And
I can't wait to read that.
And the story this morning is that she is whining and complaining, and she doesn't make these appearances very often, but because of the book, she's starting to come out and say these things.
Yeah.
But she is just really angry that her home was invaded by the FBI.
Really?
Well, of course, we know why. But Melania, we know why.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that have been the reason? You know, it's like, I thought that. What's an invasion of privacy.
What?
Oh, my God.
When's a book coming out? Is it before the election or is it scheduled for after that? Maybe we can ask the computer, when's Melania Trump's book coming out?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Good, thank you.
Great.
We don't want
That's
to promote
wonderful.
That.
Good. All right.
Apparently, it's not on Amazon.
I guess not. Oh, well. Wow. Yeah, she's, you know, there's all these rumors about Trump and, is it Laura Loomer?
Laura Loomer.
Yeah, because they've been together quite a lot the
Laura
last
Loomer
few
is
weeks.
A runaway marionette from one of the early 60s puppet science fiction shows.
And she's a far right-wing I don't know.
What
influencer
happened to her face?
Something.
My God.
She looks a little different than she did a few years ago. She's had a lot of work done. It hasn't gone well, apparently. I don't know.
You know, you almost think it's one of those masks from Mission Impossible, you know, where
they peel it off.
Yeah,
the
where
end
somebody
of the
peels it off on you.
Yeah.
Look, there's somebody underneath this.
Maybe.
Oh.
But they're hanging around and people are talking, you know, what's going on there? And where's Melania? She hasn't been anywhere on the campaign trail.
No.
So, yeah.
Now she's coming in. She's saying stuff.
Is
dumb
she?
Stuff. Why did they invade my home?
Yeah. It's 29 minutes past 6. And coming up a little bit later on today, we'll be talking with Joanne Berg from the Monroe Street Fest. Find out what that's all about. It's 63 degrees, highs in the mid-80s today. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show for Tuesday after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The World Beef Expo is right around the corner and is going to be highlighting some of the top beef cattle in the U.S. I'm Ben Darbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with me is the president of the World Beef Expo, Cody Quam, and he is giving some information on the event for those interested in attending. Up next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And now let's hear what Cody Quam has to say on what to expect from the World Beef Expo on Saturday.
And then Saturday we roll into and what we start what we call our junior weekend. We start in the morning first thing with our collegiate and grade school judging contest. And we got college teams from all over the country coming in for an elite experience at judging high-end beef cattle. Then we roll in the afternoon into our showmanship competition for all the kids that want to partake in that. So far we got 300 kids signed up to do showmanship. And Saturday night, we roll into our prospect market steer and market steer show.
Cody Quam, the president of the World Beef Expo, says that this is the 32nd year of the event. This free event coincides with the Harvest Fair, and there is sure to be something for everyone who wants to experience a bit of the world of being a beef producer. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at your markets right after this.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those markets from Chicago. The markets saw some tough losses yesterday, but are looking to bounce back today. December corn contracts are at 411.5, up 0.75 cents. November soybean contracts are up 1 cent at 1005.5. December wheat contracts are up 4.25 cents at 582.75. And class 3 milk contracts for October are at no change at 2364 hundredweight. And class 3 milk contracts for November are at 2304 hundredweight, down 36 cents. Barrels of cheese finished out yesterday at 249, up a half. And 40-pound blocks of cheese finished up 2.5 at 230. And butter finished at 307, down 6. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
It's 54 right now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agrifab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I think he's talking about the guy taking a shot at Trump at the golf course. The guy was there for like 12 hours, right?
Right.
Got there about 1 in the morning and just waited around. For Trump.
Just on the chance?
Yeah. And
how did he know that Trump was going to be golfing that day?
He never had a real sight on him.
Oh, no.
And on top of it, yeah. You know, this guy is just like a former MAGA, mm-hmm. and then a guy who kind of turned on the MAGAs because right. of the Ukraine policies. It's very complicated. It's always like this, isn't it?
Right. They find out one thing and then they find out another.
But, you know,
idiocracy.
I mean, you got to wonder, you know, maybe the guy was out there just shooting those groundhogs.
You think so?
Those golfers that we saw in Caddyshack.
That's it. Could have been. Could have been. It's 635. It's 63 degrees highs today in the mid 80s. Good day for golfing today.
Yeah.
And, let's see. What else did I want to mention at this point? Sam? Who's presenting the John and Gordy Show to us at this time?
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Very good. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about white nationalism, okay?
it's on everybody's minds this right now.
This is idiocracy.
Okay.
Nick Fuentes is angry with Trump. He was duped. Remember? Now, Trump admitted that he did lose the election by a hair.
Oh, that's right. He did mention that, and that he finally admitted.
He admitted.
And it was on, you know, they recorded
that. That didn't go over well to all of his followers, his cult members, the people ready to drink that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Cut 117.
So why did we do Stop the Steal? Why did anyone go to January 6th? Why is anyone sitting in jail? Why did anything bad happen to anybody? Why did everyone get censored? Why is everything bad that has happened to the people that are involved, why did that need to happen if you're just going to walk it all back and say, oh, I lost? Well, it would have been good to know that.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Before 1,600 people got charged. It would have been good to know that before I had all my money frozen, put on a no-fly list, banned from everything, lost all banking and payment processing.
Oh, it's all about you.
Would have been good to know that before I, you know, in 2017, dedicated my life to this as an 18-year-old in college.
Dimwit.
Just feels like a big ripoff. And don't get me wrong, really? I'm an adult. I'm not, it's not whining. I'm not complaining about it.
No, you're not.
I'm saying that just goes to show what a tremendous betrayal it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just such a callous indifference to the sacrifices that his supporters made on his behalf.
Well. Trump, callous indifference, would that, never have guessed.
That doesn't even sound real. It sounds like it's a comedy bit on The Daily Show.
It did.
It does. It really does. That's just
Nick Fuentes, right? Yeah.
You know, no one lists their
grievances.
Their grievances like Nick Fuentes. And, you know,
he's angry.
Here's the thing. He was brave enough to tell us just how stupid he really was, how he fell for everything from this huckster, this grifter.
Right.
And now he's finally figured it out.
Yeah, paying the price, too.
And, you know, this is dangerous stuff, you know, for Trump, because now, who knows, a white nationalist may not be on his side after all. So it's a voting block he was counting on.
And they've even turned on him. Wow.
Could be.
Okay. Well, What are you going to do?
That is
just move on.
You know, it's just when you lose the white nationalist
and you're Donald Trump
and you're Donald Trump, that is not a good thing.
Sad day.
There's something, something's not working there. All right. But then again, Kamala has won Fox Business. This is fantastic news.
Wait.
Stuart
Fox,
Varney.
Fox Business.
You know Stuart Varney.
Sure.
Oh, well, he tells it like it is.
He does.
Sometimes. Okay. Anyway, Stuart had this to say about Kamala Harris' small business plans.
It's really hard to think that she's going to walk back on all of that right now.
I just want to press the point. When a political candidate comes up with what I think is a good idea, I have to call it a good idea. And a $50,000 tax cut for small, not tax cut, but a tax credit for startups or small businesses, coupled with less red tape. I got to say, that is a good idea, regardless of our other tax ideas.
While that may be a good idea, it's hard to see how she's going to move forward with it.
Okay.
Well, I got to come up with something. I'm your guest. Thank you for setting me up with that one.
Well, Stuart Varney telling it like it is a good idea. So good for him for at least
bringing it up, right?
Bringing that up.
And sticking with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, now let's get to something here. We know that Tim Walz tells it like it is. He doesn't hold back.
Right.
And he's just a regular guy, right? And he likes to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said this about any time that he hears Trump speak, this occurs to him.
This is going to be door-to-door, phone-call to phone-call. It's going to be engaging people who it is a deliberate effort by some people to make them believe that our political system is broken, to make them believe that things are pessimistic. My God, every time I hear Donald Trump give a speech, it's like the next screenplay for Mad Max or something. They're rooting against America. They do not believe in the exceptionalism of this country. They do not believe in the people who built this country. They simply want to complain about them. And by you coming here and talking neighbor to neighbor, that's what inspires people. My wife always talks about this. She said, I don't read the paper to see the movie reviews. I ask people that I know what they think about it. And they go, that's the same thing that's going on here.
That's right. Mm. So a Mad Max movie. It is. It's that kind of depressing commentary coming from our former president. And now, of course, I would think that what Walz said right there, and we heard it, it was a threat to his life. This will probably cause another attempt on Trump's life. Oh. I mean, just that was so negative. Yeah. Oh, boy, I don't know. It inspires a lot of shooters out there.
Facetious, but yeah. You know, Kamala Harris is going to be in Madison on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where yet.
Yeah.
We'll have coverage of that, of course, but that should be a big deal.
Yes, it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
I did talk to somebody about that, and they're taking their kids.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, maybe I should take my kids, my 22 and 25-year-old kids.
You should, your kids, yeah.
You just have taken them to political events since they were wee little lads, haven't you?
I have, actually. We went to see Obama.
Did
on
you?
Campus, and remember the Republicans at the time, because Obama was on campus, and they had to close down some of the university around there because, you know, for security reasons.
Of course.
The Republicans in the state legislature said, hey, wait a minute here. We're going to punish you guys. We're going to cut your funding for the state because you closed down part of the university for that?
Please.
For Obama? For a presidential visit on our campus? Whoa. Just an amazing thing, really. I mean, just to lash out, lash back at closing down a few buildings for a few hours to accommodate the president and help his security out. That was just an amazing thing that they did. And they always look for ways to punish the UW system in some way, shape, or form, and they found that one.
Yeah. Well, security has to be tight wherever any of the presidential candidates go, and the vice, especially now after these two attempts on Trump.
Yes.
And now
after
threats,
Elon Musk,
all the talk.
Say, well, why aren't they shooting at Biden and Harris?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. It's and, crazy. Of course, you know, the New Hampshire libertarians.
It never ends.
What is with these
it's
people?
It's crazy time. It's nuts. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like intensifying as we get nearer and nearer to the election.
How many days left till election day?
God knows.
50-ish?
I don't know.
Something like that.
All right. rhetorical question. Was that
put up with it?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to Steve Rattner, the economist that we oftentimes see on Morning Joe. If you know, after you're done here listening to this wonderful program,
mm-hmm.
And you had enough of Stephanie Miller.
We love Stephanie.
Yeah, we actually do.
Yeah,
great show over here at the Barrymore.
Yeah.
Steve Rattner had this. He was comparing the economy and crime. You know, the rhetoric all around that. So let's listen to Cut 151.
Let's get to the facts.
We had the strongest economy in history. Yeah. There's never been a country that had an economy like us. I gave Harris and Biden an economic miracle, and they quickly turned it into an economic nightmare.
No.
Not only did he not have the strongest economy of all time, he didn't even have the strongest economy of the last two presidents, himself and Joe Biden. The best measure of an economy is its growth rate. GDP growth rate. And so when you compare the two, and I have adjusted out COVID in fairness to both presidents, although you see it doesn't actually change the picture, Trump grew his economy at a rate of about 2.6% a year, which is actually not a bad rate, and that excludes COVID. Biden grew his economy, has grown so far his economy, at 3.5% a year. If you take out the effects of COVID, the disparity is even greater. Secondly, you can look at jobs. That's a very important thing in an economy, obviously, to Americans. And again, I've adjusted out the effects of COVID. 182,000 jobs on average a month created by Trump. 271,000 jobs on average created by Biden. Again, if you take out COVID, the disparity is far greater.
They all said I was wrong when I said that migrant crime will reach epidemic proportions. And now it's much worse than that. It's a lot worse than epidemic proportions. It's beyond control.
Once again, the facts are not quite what he said. First, let's just talk about crime in general. He likes to think the country's in the middle of some crime wave. That is actually not true. Violent crime per 100,000 people has dropped 26% under Joe Biden, from an average of 398 per 100,000 people down to 294. What is even more amazing is that it, in fact, ended Trump's administration slightly higher than when it began. If you break crime down between native-born Americans, documented immigrants, and undocumented immigrants, you can see that native-born American crime rate is actually higher than it is for documented immigrants and way higher than it is for undocumented immigrants. That's true whether you look at violent crime, whether you look at property crime, when you look at drug violations. So this is a complete fiction that Donald Trump has created.
What? A complete fiction? Whoa. Oh, man. Well, you know, I guess I was under the false impression that things were bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Crime's actually down.
Yeah.
Under Biden and Harris. And, yeah. He's got all the facts right there.
He does.
So.
And, you know, something I guess we could have put in the trending category is this introduction of Trump's idea of putting us on crypto.
Crypto, he's got his own crypto company now.
Yeah, crypto company.
Yeah.
And if he becomes president, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The implications, if he becomes president, this crypto company will take precedent over everything in this country. And his sons are running the company. And they won't make any money, of course, from taxpayers. No, they won't profit from all of this.
They wouldn't do that. That is completely trustworthy.
It is just, it is stunning that he is presenting this grift even before the election.
It's called World Liberty Financial.
Yeah.
Sounds, impressive.
Oh, it does.
A good name.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They workshopped it. It's, of course, a good name.
You know,
people throwing their money away into it.
It's a way, you know, people pay for drug transactions. It's
they can take care of everything.
This is the way you can commit crime and no one knows about it. Crypto is not the place you want the money.
No.
That's why we haven't gone to it.
Right.
You know, they're trying to come up with a secure way to have some kind of crypto market of some sort, but it's just, it's not working. It's great for money laundering. Okay.
Good to know. All right.
How much time do we have?
We're kind of...
like 40 seconds, John.
Yeah. It's 6:48.
So I can't list the favorite dog names of last year here in Wisconsin.
That would be. Why don't we do that right after
Take
a little.
We'll just
step
put
away
that off
here
for another time.
No, we need to know the favorite dog names.
Really?
Yeah, male, I don't want to put it off. Okay, well, 6:48. Also, we've got health news right around the corner. Florida doesn't want seniors to get the new COVID vaccine. Really?
Yeah, this is that herd immunity.
We're
going to
tell
thing,
you about that coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
This is Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
WMDX. All right. We'll get to the damn dog names.
We want to know the dog names. Come on. 608-879-8255. That's our number. You can text us there or call us there. 608-879-8255. Popular dog names. We've had this story for the last few days. We just haven't been able to get to it.
A few days, a month.
Okay. For the last month, we've been wondering, what are the favorite dog names out there?
All right.
Tell us.
All right, here
please,
we go.
Please, don't hold back anymore.
Force my hand on this. Okay. The American Water Spaniel was made Wisconsin's official state dog in 1985. Why? No one knows. The breed remains incredibly rare.
Which breed is it again?
The Water Spaniel.
The what? I've never
well,
even heard of
the
water.
They call it the American Water Spaniel. I don't know. Okay. But again, it's a rare breed, and that's our state dog. Thank God. God, somebody voted that in 1985. Okay. Now, there are an estimated 3,000 water spaniels in America.
That's it?
That's it.
That's not very
and
many.
Most of them are in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan.
Oh, they're a beautiful dog. Right? I'm looking at some pictures right now. Okay.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
four dog names in Wisconsin appear on the all 50 states top 10 list.
Okay.
I don't know which ones they are. I don't care. Here's the top 10 list.
Okay.
Bella, Luna, Laura Luna? No, Laura Loomer. Max.
Max.
And Charlie.
Right? Charlie. Okay. I like all of those.
All right. Bella
mm-hmm.
is popular. That's in Wisconsin. Number two. Luna is number one in Wisconsin, and Charlie is number three in Wisconsin. Lucy is number four.
Lucy.
Max is five. Lucy and Daisy at six. Get this.
Daisy.
Number seven. We didn't get to this yet. Cooper. Number eight, Bailey. Number nine, Buddy. And number 10, Nala.
What? Nala.
Yeah, N-A-L-A. Nala?
I've never heard that one.
I don't know. I can't even say the
it's
name.
It's the name of a character in The Lion King. That's about all
oh,
I
no,
know.
Oh,
is it?
From.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, that
explains that.
And Buddy is something we just say normally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Buddy.
Yep.
Come on, Buddy.
Well, that's good to know. I want to hang on to that list because I'm going to get a dog here.
You're going to go with one of the mainstream names?
I like to get an obscure name. Oh, we'll see.
I got.
I don't.
Sam.
What? Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to call it Sam. Sam, what's your middle name?
Eugene.
Eugene. That's a good dog name. Eugene.
So, Sophia, my girlfriend, she hates it when there are pets that are named like names that are commonly human people names. Because if you say, hey, here, Gordy or whatever,
yeah, right,
then they think you're like random people think you're referring to a person and not a dog.
You know, she's got a good point.
That, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
All right,
yeah, I put off long enough not having a dog. I got
to
have a dog.
Really? Now you've decided
a couple of years.
Yeah.
You get pretty lonely in the house.
I
alone,
do. Well,
you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
None of us have stopped over, so
I keep inviting you guys. You're avoiding it. I don't know why. I've got a nice gazebo.
You don't have
the
ping pong table yet.
Well, okay. There's that.
Okay, can I make a movie recommendation?
Please
check out The Lonely Guy.
The Lonely Guy.
Yep.
Who's in that? Okay.
Why computer, are you looking at me, John?
Who's in the movie The Lonely Guy, computer?
The cast of The Lonely Guy includes Steve Martin, Charles Grodin, Judith Ivey, Steve Lawrence, Robin Douglas,
how do you shut
Merv
it up?
Griffin, and Joyce Brothers.
Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great movie.
The Lonely Guy.
It gives you a lot of tips,
you know, tomorrow,
about being lonely.
We're going to go see Beetlejuice
yes.
tomorrow?
Yes. Did you sign up?
I did.
All right.
Yeah. It's only for seniors. Sorry, Sam. You can't go.
Yeah, I'm not old enough to get the AARP yet.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Well, that's not a bragging point. They've got good news in that magazine.
They do. Okay.
I feel like it's not even meant for like, yes, it's for seniors, but they start sending you the magazine when you turn 50.
That's right.
That doesn't seem that old to me.
It
isn't. It is old.
Yeah, because just a few years ago, my dad started getting it and we all made fun of him for it.
Of course.
Well, now you don't feel good about doing that, do you?
You should apologize to your dad.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. All right. Yeah, they got real big problems in Florida, and this is one of the big stories here.
About the anti-vax thing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They've got an anti-vax health department official, the Surgeon General down there. His name is Joseph LaDapo.
LaDapo.
Yeah. And okay. This guy is like, next best thing to a voodoo doctor. This is, referencing
really?
The South and the swampy areas. Okay. You know, I don't know where he gets his information or facts, but it is obviously very politicized. Even as the COVID wave in Florida continues, Ron DeSantis' administration is once again advising, get this, against the mRNA vaccines, this time in the most vulnerable residents. And people retire down there, right? A lot of senior citizens in Florida, now they're telling them, don't get the vaccine. An updated guidance for healthcare providers released Thursday. The Florida Health Department and State Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo questioned the safety and effectiveness of the mRNA COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, including older adults who have underlying healthcare problems. I mean,
what is wrong?
If you have a current condition,
yes.
They don't think it'll help. It just, what is happening down
know.
There? This is insane. Honestly,
how
they
did
really,
this guy become the Surgeon General of
because
Florida?
Because he agrees with Ron DeSantis. That's why. Standing in opposition to advice from the federal health agencies and other medical experts about the safety of COVID vaccines, the Florida political. Health Department said the recommendation was based on high rates of immunity from prior infections and currently available data. No. Now, your immunity wears
BS.
Off after a certain amount of time.
Yes, that's it. You got to keep it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just
have you gotten your COVID, the new COVID vaccine
available
now.
Yet?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it is available.
Well, yep. Might as well schedule it soon then.
Yeah, got to do that.
Well, I've got to look it up because, I just had COVID.
You just
had COVID.
Yeah,
so
it was a
little
while. It was a month and a half, 2 months ago now.
That's not that long ago.
Really? You should hold off, you think?
Boy, you Gen Zers.
I don't.
But
that's no reason to hold off.
We just had it, and our immunity is probably, right through the roof.
You think so?
But I'm going to have to, like I said, I got to look this up to make sure, because I do want to get that COVID vaccine.
Yes, and your flu shot.
You definitely have to get that. But
yes, I will.
Get the flu shot and COVID shot separately. Do not get them together.
Why not?
It'll take you out.
It'll take you out, man. Really will.
Okay.
It's a lot all at once.
It is 6:58. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. in 60 seconds. No, no, 5 minutes.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.